One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Thursday, February 24th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. In February of 1969, Arctic cold had been holding New England in its grip for most of the month, and a series of storms had brought snow all across the region. In some places, 1 to 3 feet of snow had already been reported in the first 3.5 weeks of the month. It was only in the beginning, though. On February 24, 1969, at 1:35 a.m., snow began in Boston. The snow continued almost without let-up for 5 days. By the time the snow ended, just after noontime on February 28th, 26.3 inches of snow was measured at Boston's Logan Airport, right along the Atlantic Ocean. But much heavier amounts were recorded just inland from Boston, in places like Roxbury and Malden, and also in Lexington and Concord of Revolutionary War fame. The snowstorm brought 40 to 50 inches of the white stuff. 77 inches was recorded at Pinkham Notch in New Hampshire, bringing the February snowfall total there to 130 inches and the total snow depth to 164 inches. It took New Englanders the better part of the next week to dig out from the great 5-day snowstorm. And that's what happened on February 24th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.